Blog Talk Radio
presents the Blog Radio Show.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and we are back. We never went away, really, to be quite honest. It wasn't me. We had actually two issues. We had a platform issue, which we knew about, and they said it's finally fixed. That's what they say today. And I had to reschedule our guest last week. Mr. Michael Letty was supposed to join us on Sunday. We rescheduled for 16th, and he actually became ill and we had to cancel him entirely, but I was glad because the system was still down. So we are up and running. So tonight, we are going to have on our guest that should have been on the air on the 13th, and that's when we found out that there was a problem. So Blog Talk Radio apologizes to All In, and so does Applause Radio Show, and to all you guys as well. They did a new upgrade, and there was a connectivity issue, but we're good. I'm excited. It sounds good. I got the guys on the phone, and don't hate me, guys. I wound up playing the song anyway, but we're going to play it again tonight. So anyway, without further ado, welcome to the show, All In, a boy group that is just on fire right now. They've got their new release. It came out August 4th. It's called Doppelganger. Let's get to know the guys again. This is their second time on the show, and we're going to play their new song, Doppelganger, in a little bit. So hang on. If you want to give us a call, 646-478-0999. I missed the nine. And talk to the guys, please do. And especially, we'd love to know what you think of the song, because I think it's really good. So welcome, guys. All In. How are you? I think we've got Gigi Santos, Luke Reyes, Liam Malloy, Christopher Martinez, and Jacob Melendez on the phone. Are we correct?
Yes, we're all
here. Oh, look at that. All in. It was in the chorus, too. That sounded great. So what's up, guys? How you doing?
We're doing good. We're doing great. Happy
Excellent.
To be here.
Me, I'm happy to have you. We finally made it happen. My goodness. So what's been the response? It was released August 4th. What's been the response?
So far, we're almost at 5,000 streams.
Nice.
We've been putting out things on, like, TikTok, on Instagram, just all over, our social medias. We're publicizing it wherever we go. We'll play music on our speakers just to try and get people to have an attention to us. Oh, what song is that? And it's like, it's us. We're all in.
Yeah, well, it's very good. So I have to ask now, the last song that when you guys were on, I was looking for it in my little studio here, and it's on my other computer, so I wasn't able to upload it. But that one, if I remember correctly, was that one a little more mellow?
It was. Honestly, that was starting, that was when we were all in high school. We were still learning, how to make music correctly. You gave us a platform, and, we'll always be eternally grateful. Our first radio forever.
Oh, so, you're too sweet.
We love you. But
I love you guys.
We've definitely, it was a lot more mellow then. Now we got a nice upbeat, sound.
Well, that's what I like about that. I think that's one of the things I like about the new song too. Not only that it's catchy and it's produced well, everything about it is great, but I hear that you guys have graduated. Like you said, you were in high school, but I can feel and hear the difference is what I'm saying. It's so much better. Not that the other song wasn't good, or the other song was great too, but this one, it just sounds like you guys are really more put together. The production is great. Who's the genius in the studio? I know one of you guys are.
Oh, that's 100% Gil.
You know, Gil's got it, yeah. Or Gigi, yeah.
Gigi, you're doing a great job. What program do you use?
Oh, thank you. I use Logic Pro, and we have, shout out to one of our producer friends who mixed and mastered the song. I produced the song, but he mixed and mastered it, so it made it really crisp and, you know, suitable for the radio.
Very nice.
I use Logic Pro for the program.
Good. And do you play all the instruments, or is it all basically out of the computer with the Logic Pro?
It's a mix of electronic and also the guitar. So
yeah,
there's a good like analog and also MIDI combination within the song.
Very nice. Now, who's the genius? Who's the lyrical genius?
So Gigi also writes most of it. We do turns in like trying to learn to write together. I guess we have our creative juices flowing best when we're all together. But yep. Gigi's definitely taking the reign because he has a lot more music experience than the rest of us.
Yeah. Well, again, I can hear the difference, and not that the first one had a problem. It was great, but this one is totally elevated. It's totally elevated, and you can hear the difference. I wish I had the other one so I could play it too. I wanted to play both. So, but now I think you have a new member in the group. Who's the new member?
So
it's me. It's Leah Malloy. I'm new member in All In. Thank you.
No, welcome. Listen to him. It's me. It's Leah Malloy. That's it.
Yeah, I joined earlier this summer, actually, and it's been a wild ride ever since, so I'm thankful to be
great.
Here.
And now, are all of you from Harrison, New Jersey, or are you spread out?
So we're all, like, North Jersey, mostly, like, Hudson County. The majority of us are in Hudson County, but we met through college, so, you know,
very
he's
good.
In the area.
Very good. Now, I know I'm... One of these days you're going to say that you don't have a day job. Tell me each one of you do during the day. What pays your bills right now? Because this isn't paying yet. We're not there yet.
Well, a lot of us are students. So,
yeah.
But personally, I work at a theater, and I also substitute teach.
Very nice. What do you teach?
Substituting, I kind of just... It depends where they put me. Sometimes I'll teach the youngest kids, and I'll, like, work with, like, third graders and work the whole day. Or sometimes I'll work in the high school, and I'll get yelled at by kids from Newark. it's a good experience. And
well,
I feel like I relate to them a lot better.
Yeah, take the younger grades. You could smack them around easier. No, I'm only kidding. How about you, Gigi? What do you do during the day?
I'm in... computer science major, so I'm interning for IT right now, and it's been a good ride. So just balancing music and also interning for college.
Well, that's great choice to go with, and that's where you're getting a lot of your experience to work on the Logic Pro, right? That's your computer skills. Great, excellent, good for
definitely.
You. And how about you, Liam Malloy? How about you?
I work at an Express, the Rito store, but also I also model as well. I've been signed with the agency for over a year. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Yeah, they're not only talented, they're good-looking, too, guys, just in case you don't know. They're a lot younger than me, so I have to watch what I say. But how about you, Christopher? How about you? What do you do during the day?
I'm just starting college this fall. I'm going to Drexel University. But other than
that, are you the baby in the group?
Technically it's Jacob. Technically it's Jacob. He is the baby. But we are in the same class, yeah.
Okay,
I do
so you got two babies.
I've been acting since I was 5 years old. So, it's really just kind of all over.
Nice. Good for you. What are you doing at Drexel? What's over there?
Majoring in film and television over there. So kind of just
very good.
Gonna explore behind the scenes now, you know, like cinematography, directing.
Yeah. How about you, Jacob Melendez, the baby, the other baby?
So I'm in this apprenticeship program with a union. It's Local 59 and the station for the locals. So I work behind concerts, behind the scenes, just set up and break down for stages and for all these famous people that you
I love it. You guys are all in, have something to do with the industry in some way or the other. So that's so cool. That's great. Excellent. Excellent. I'm so happy for you guys. So now, okay, so now we got the single came out August 4th. What's next? We're working on an EP. You got more stuff coming out. Tell us about that.
Yep. We're working on our next song. It's going to be, the chorus is going to be led by Jake. The song was led by DJ. They're the two lead main vocalists. So the next one is going to be, along the same kind of sound, you know, kind of vibe. kind of 80s sound with the guitar and also just, you know, classical, the instruments, rock. But, excited to work on that with everyone.
Nice, nice. Well, I was going to say, you said the 80s feel. Doppelganger, to me, had a little 80s feel, but it's today, if it makes sense, right? Does it? You feel it. You feel it, right? You know what I mean.
Yeah,
you feel it. And it's definitely, I could see it playing on Z100 for sure. It's definitely a Z100 tune.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, well, you got to push it. So now, sorry, pardon me. What was I going to say? Who's doing the lead vocals on Doppelganger?
So lead vocals is, at least for the chorus, it's CJ who's doing, Chris is doing the chorus. And then I guess we're all doing like,
We're all on the song. We're all singing it. We're all spread out. We kind of have like a rotation throughout the song. It's like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, right?
Yeah. I mean, like right now we have positions in the group, you know, like I'm the producer, dancer.
Yep.
Luke is like also part of the dancer and also a vocalist. CJ and Jake are like main vocalist and lead vocalist. Liam's the bass. So we have like our positions in the group.
Yeah, so you're harmonizing together throughout the whole thing, too. That's great. Great. So you're all singing. You're all singing and dancing and having a great time. That's all that matters, right?
Yeah, we're just enjoying ourselves.
Right. So do you see an album? I shouldn't call it an album. What do you call it now? What do you call it these days? A full album?
Probably an EP, yeah.
Right? An EP, right? Yeah. So now, who did the video? Since I know you guys are like, who was it? Jacob? Not Jacob. Christopher, you said you were doing film and stuff. Did you do the video?
I actually didn't do the video.
What do you mean? This is what you're going to school for.
Who did the video? We had Jello, right?
So Jello, one of my friends, he's in Brooklyn. We did the video for the lyric video. We're releasing the video around September.
The official music video in September.
Yeah, the official music video in September, and you know we ran around Brooklyn, we went everywhere. It was a fun ride. So like we did like three
weekends of filming, hot, sweaty, but worth it.
Well, the video that I saw on YouTube, I liked it because it was raw. It was you guys being yourselves, and it was, like you said, in the streets of New York, and looked like a little bit of Harrison to me at some times, but I could be wrong on that.
We were in like Brooklyn, Chinatown. I definitely could see what you mean by Harrison. There's definitely some parallels between the two in the videos. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I want to play it for everybody. We've been waiting for you guys to come since last week. I'm glad you're here. We're finally doing it. So folks, we're going to play it here. I don't know if it's the first time it's been played on the radio with these guys, but I played it about a week ago, but for me, and I enjoyed it. So so here we go, folks. First time on the air, all in Doppelganger. Enjoy, folks.
I'm looking at her.
All right. Yeah. All right. I'm sorry. I'm over here singing. I get music to Rhett, so I was singing it, but I turned it down. I didn't want to ruin your song. It was great. I'm telling you, if that thing doesn't get picked up, I don't know. I got a bad ear because I think it's fantastic. I really do. Congratulations. It's great. So, my goodness. So, where do you guys rehearse? How often do you rehearse? And where do you record? I guess you're going to record over at Gigi's house, but we'll see about that. You tell me.
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
We rehearsed throughout this whole summer. We were, like, practically rehearsing, like, once a week, actually, and then recording, like, a bunch of, you know, just TikToks and going live. Going to Amigo and we've been like rehearsing and then making
studio's your room.
Yeah, studio's my room, so all in the two ends. All in.
Oh, it's two ends. Is it two ends?
No, all in as in like a hotel. Like an inn,
oh,
you know?
Oh, inn, the INN, inn. Yeah.
That's
I'm
what
sorry.
He calls his house.
Like, oh, my God. I typed it wrong when I set it up then because I have it as all in, INN, so.
No,
my
no,
goodness.
We are with one N. I know.
It
was Gil's house.
Yeah, listen, I never claimed to be smart, you know, but I knew what you meant. But oh, my goodness. Now, let me ask you this. Okay, so. So, yeah, I wanted to put you guys up on TikTok, but I didn't have a lot of pictures to choose from. You know, when you do a TikTok, you need pictures to go behind the stuff. So if you could get me some pictures, I will put it up again and share it on TikTok as well. So for you guys, if you want to email me, guys.
We'll send you what we got.
Yeah, because Luke sent me the email. Right, Luke? I think you were the one that reached out to me with the bio and the song and the photo, right?
Exactly, everything.
Yep. Well, you got my email. Send me some more pics, and I'll put it back up, and I'll play the song with it, and I'm going to share it online, too. And I'm just so excited for you guys. I remember it's an exciting time when you have your first release, and, you know, it's good, and people like it, and, it's just a good feeling. Keep that feeling. Don't let it go.
It feels
and
great.
Enjoy,
honestly.
Yeah, enjoy every moment of it, because if this thing takes off, you guys are on your way. You know, and enjoy every second of it. Enjoy every second. So, my goodness. So, now, do you guys have a website for people to check you out or what? Just on, like you said, Instagram and TikTok and all that?
Yeah, we should probably just start. Instagram is probably, like, the best place to find us because it has also our TikTok attached to it.
Yeah, I mean, that's all of like our content there. Yeah, we also put like covers there, like us doing different songs or just whenever we have free time, you know, we get together and we make stuff. We just post it on there usually.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So now if you do a cover, what are you doing?
Ooh, Chris has a lot of covers on the Instagram. Chris, tell him.
Yeah, what do you got on Instagram?
Gil and I, we just did two different videos. We did Paramore Still Into You. We did that one.
I love that song.
Yeah, it's a really good one.
That one that we did, Bruno Mars, It Will Rain, All I Ask.
That's a good one.
It's usually just like 45-second, 50-second clips of us just kind of vibing together, and we put it out there for people to see.
Yep. Good. Well, the first song that I heard you guys do when I first heard you, I remember it being slow, and I don't remember it in entirety. I know it was slower. You know, not slow, but mellower than this, obviously. I pictured you guys doing a remake of, Stylistics, Let's Just Kiss and Say Goodbye.
One Last Kiss and Say Goodbye.
No, Let's Just Kiss and Say Goodbye.
Okay.
I had to meet you here today. It's got really great harmonies in it. And, if you do it right, the girls will love it. Guarantee it.
Honestly,
look it up. It's called Let's Just Kiss and Say Goodbye. And
by the Manhattan.
That's it. Thank you. I don't know why I said Stylistics. I don't know why. The Manhattans. Yep. I could see you guys doing that when you gave me that first song. Now I don't know where to go with you. Oh, my goodness, with this song. I don't know.
Now we've got to go off
of
our own stuff.
Right. You guys can do anything. That's fantastic. Listen. You are on your way. The song is great. Send me some more stuff so I could share it with everybody. And If you got another song, come on back. I'd love to have you back.
All right. Yeah, we'd love to be back.
Excellent. Well, it was a pleasure meeting all of you. Guys, it is all in. The song is Doppelganger. That's another thing I meant to mention. I love how you called it Doppelganger instead of, oh, just like you. I mean, I love a song that has a crazy title that throws you off on what it should actually be. I mean, you'd have to think. It's a thinking title, which is great. It's not just, oh, just like you, you know, it's Doppelganger, you know, which is cool. I love titles like that. So, guys, this is All In, five-member boy group. They're Gigi Santos, Luke Reyes, Liam Malloy, Christopher Martinez, and Jacob Melendez. Check them out on Instagram, TikTok, everywhere online you can find their song. They got 5,000 streams now. Let's make it 5 million. Listen in, folks.
Yes.
Well, it's a pleasure, guys. Come back anytime. Luke, send me some more pics and we'll talk, okay?
Yes, sure. Yes, ma'am. We got you.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody. All right. Everybody all
bye,
in.
Bye,
thank you, guys.
Bye, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, man, it's a catchy tune, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, if the right people get their hands on that, you know, fix that up a little bit to make it, I mean, it's perfect the way it is. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, I didn't mean it that way. But, yeah, get that thing out there. And 5,000 streams right now, and it just came out August 4th. And, yeah, I really wanted to share it with you folks on TikTok and everywhere on Instagram, too, under me. But I only had the one picture, and when you have to do editing, which I'm not fantastic at. So the more photos I have, the better. It makes it easier for me. I go the easy route. So anyway, we are going to be, I'm trying to reschedule Michael Eddy. He had a new song out called Our Towns, and it's really good. Country pop, but I don't even want to call it country. It's just pop. And so we have to get him on. I have to check in and see how he's doing. Unfortunately, we were scheduled for Sunday the 20th. And I had to do something on the 20th, and I asked if we could do the 16th. He was on board, and then he got ill, so I'm going to have to bring him back for you guys. Don't worry. So we will have him back, and I have his song. Do I have it up here? I think I do. I think I have it here. Yeah, I do. Small Towns. I apologize. I said Our Towns. It's Small Towns. So we've got September's looking up. But we won't be back until September because we got a lot going on. Again, if you listened in, if you've been listening in, I got a lot going on behind the scenes where the last week and the first week of the month are just totally impossible for me to try to put together shows and to hang out with you guys. So I apologize for that. I do the best I can. So it's a one-woman show here, guys. So, and again, you guys know who have been listening for the last 3 years. I can't believe I've been on the air almost 4 years. This might be 4 years, actually. I don't even know. But, yeah, I think we're in our fourth year. And as you know, if you've been listening for the last 4 years, I am not computer savvy. I have no tech ability whatsoever. So I appreciate all of you guys hanging in there with me. I really do. And, listen, I'm just having a great time. That's it. I'm not here for any other reason but to have a great time and meet some fabulous people and give you guys anything that I'm interested in. I hope you're interested in. So I love new acts. I love new songs. And I love, you know, right now we're having a hard time getting any actors or writers on because of the strike. So, but, you know, I'm doing my best to get some folks on that won't be scabs in regard to the strike. You know, if they come on and talk about their careers and everything, that's crossing the picket line per se. I've got air quotes, no Don Jr., just an air quote for the first time. I don't usually do that, but yeah, if any of the writers or actors do any type of publicity or interviews or anything like that, they are considered scabs because they're on strike. So for those of you know what that's what it's called, a scab. I don't mean disrespect to anyone by any means, but let's hope that strike is over soon. And we had on, we had this month was really weird because we had to cancel Noopy Rosemary's daughter. She wasn't feeling well. We had to cancel her and reschedule her for another day. I hope she comes back soon. But we had, what's his name? Not Michael. Was it Stephen? Stephen. Yeah. Stephen was on, and we talked about his new book about AI, artificial intelligence. And it's amazing what you can do with artificial intelligence. And eventually it's going to take the place of all of us. But, so we had to cancel a few folks this month, unfortunately, for them being sick and for us having technical issues with the platform, Blog Talk. But they've assured me that everything's been resolved. So everything sounds good to me tonight. So I'm glad. Sounds great. Sunday night was really great. Caught Mushmouth. It's a local band over here in New Jersey. They were great. I love them. I said to myself, I know the lead singer's cousin. So I said, I have to call her up and say they need a background singer. I need something to do with myself. I got to get out there and sing. Remember last time? Oh, God. Remember when we were on, when we found out Michael couldn't make it? I did the show anyway. I played some music. So we called George Santos, the congressman. Is he a congressman? He's a congressman from New York. I have his phone number here. Do you guys want to call? Want to try again? Last time we got the voicemail. Let's see. We want to do it? Want to do it? Let's do it. I'm going to do it. I can't tell you guys the number. I got this number from, I can't even tell you where I got it from. Here we go. I hit the thing. Imagine if I whispered the whole thing to you. All right, you ready? Let's call. Oh, my God. All right, hold on. Ready? Let's call. We're calling George Santos. Congressman George Santos, the master of lies. No, he's not. We know who is, really. Hold on. Let's see.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 9179.
I can't give you guys the number. Sorry. I was going to leave him a message. I was going to say it was me. Call me. I was going to say, hey, I'd love to have you on the show. Oh, I'd rip him to shreds. All right, here we go. Thank you so much. All in. Good luck, guys. You got this. Go. Gigi, kick it. Gigi Santos, he's the guy behind the scenes making it all happen with the music. They all work together, obviously, and collaborate. But he's the one working the keyboard on the doing all the musical stuff, and which is great. So, and I love the song. I really do. It's got an 80s feel, which I love. I love the 80s. I love all music, but the 80s were great. And it's a today sound with an 80s mix. So it's really good. Go check them out. All In, A-L-L-I-N. The new song, again, is Doppelganger. Guys, good luck. Come back anytime and send me some stuff. I'll put it out for you. All right, folks, have a good night. We will see you in September. Yeah, I'm really hoarse. Sorry, I saw a band on Sunday night. So I try to sing when I'm there. Anyway, Doppelganger by All In. Check it out. Have a good night. Thanks so much for hanging out with me tonight. And thanks so much for All In for hanging out with me tonight. Take care. We'll see you guys soon. Bye.